The new car sales results for the 6 months ending June 24 have been released. There are a number of interesting signs that arise, and we'll have a chat about a few of them this week. There have been a touch under 120,000 new vehicles delivered in June, which is about a 4.2% decline on June last year. So far this year, there have been 632,412 vehicles delivered. That's a year-to-date increase of 8.7% on last year, surpassing the previous record in 2018. Battery electric vehicle sales slumped, while hybrid and PHEV vehicles showed a significant increase. Petrol remains the dominant fuel source, followed by diesel. The top-selling vehicle in June was the Ford Ranger, followed by the Hilux. Of the top 10 selling vehicles in June, 3 were utes, 5 were SUVs, and 2 were passenger cars. Toyota remains the top-selling brand with almost 20%. They are followed by Ford, Mazda, Kia and Mitsubishi. The next top 5 brands are Hyundai, Isuzu Ute, Nissan, MG and Tesla. The market is still heavily influenced by supply availability and filling back orders. This is a Motoring Minute. I'm Rob Fraser.
Australians are increasingly choosing electrified vehicles. But before you make that big decision, make sure you do your research first at ecocarguide.com.au. Log on today for a full guide to the new Audi Q8 50 e-tron Quattro. There's details on the big changes that Toyota's made to their hybrid range. And what's this? An e-hybrid Jeep coming to Australia? Get the details on the compass at ecocarguide.com.au.